Nearly 200 years ago, over 200 years ago, President Thomas Jefferson commissioned Meriwether Lewis and William Clark to lead the Corps of Discovery west. West. To discover a route, depends on where you're from there, to discover a water passageway west towards the Pacific Ocean, to discern what resources are available, particularly in the newly purchased lands of the Louisianas, and of course to develop relationship with the native peoples, particularly along the Missouri River. Lewis and Clark traveled nearly 4,000 miles from modern-day St. Louis to modern-day Oregon. Lewis who and Clark, who estimated their mileage along the way merely by dead reckoning, estimated 4,140 miles. They were only 40 miles off. Can you imagine? By foot, by boat, by pure grit, did they travel into the great unknown? It's incredible. Some of you may have grown up on the farm without running water, without the conveniences of modern-day living, electricity, so on and so forth. Some of you have seen the depth of humanity in war and in battle. You need to know, meanwhile, your pastor is like, gosh, my air conditioning in my car is not blowing as cold as it used to. How come there are any highways that are only 65 miles an hour left in the world? Henceforth, they should always be 75 miles an hour. This Wi-Fi is slow. I'm not a real man. We'll work on that later. In the Gospel of Luke, in chapter 9, we read that Jesus turns his face towards Jerusalem. In chapter 9. It's not until chapter 19, 10 chapters later, that the Christ on a donkey, that fateful triumphal entry, 10 chapters later, finally enters in to Jerusalem. Most of the narrative in the Gospel of Luke happens along this journey in which Jesus is headed to the center of history and the center of the universe and the center of our tradition, the cross, the betrayal, the tomb, the resurrection, and more. The early Christians, for the first few hundred years, identified themselves as people of the way. Hodos. Second late service joke for those of you who are Game of Thrones fans. Not Hodor, Hodos, the way. They were people along the way with Christ. What an incredible description of our faith and our religion. Not Christianity, but simply people who are living on a path. How beautiful. Lewis and Clark did not discover that primary commission of that western waterway. However, their accomplishment is incredible, and we could go on and on with great thanks to what they discovered with respect to the geography and zoology and biology, and it's an incredible achievement. However, in American history, for 150 years after their exploration, they are largely forgotten. No one says much about what they accomplished. At the centennial of our country, 100 years later after the founding of our country, nothing is said about their advances in doubling the size of our country, which I think says something about what it means to be on the way. On this way, on this path, I believe there is greatly understated recognition. To be on the way is to recognize that there's a good chance that our names won't make it into the annals of history. Rather, our names make it into the heart of God. This is part of what it means to be along the way. Roots and resources and relationships is what they were commissioned to discover on this expedition. They discovered and developed many trading relationships, positive relationships with the native peoples, particularly along the Missouri River. They announced to these people that they encountered along the way that the United States of America had just purchased these sacred lands that the native peoples had been inhabiting for thousands and thousands of thousands of years, that we've just purchased these lands from the French. And to be fair, the Lewis and Clark expedition was a mission of peace, particularly among the native peoples, developing a positive, overwhelmingly, it was a positive experience. But can you imagine with me for just a moment? Can you imagine with me for just a moment that the Democratic Republic of Congo showed up in Austin and said, "We just bought the Lone Star State from Thailand, and it's okay because we're a democracy." Can you imagine? And there are parts of this human history, not just the American story, there are parts of this human history of ours that are exceedingly difficult and exceedingly violent, in which the blood of the innocent is sacrificed as smaller means to a greater end. And I believe that part of what it means to be along this journey, part of what it means to be along this path headed from here to Jerusalem, is to grow in awareness of the great difficulties in our world. This is part of what it means to be on the path with Christ. Lewis and Clark, these band of brothers, for 15 months essentially walked upstream in the Missouri River. Do you feel like you're walking upstream for 15 months, pulling a ship behind you? This is what it means to be alive, and I think this is essentially often what it means to be on the path with Christ. The resistance, the difficulty, and the struggle in our lives, unfortunately, is often a good indication that yes, 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 you are on the path. You are on the way to Jerusalem. And after 15 months of walking upstream somewhere near the border of modern-day Montana and Idaho, they came to the source of the Missouri River. And it was a single small spring in the side of the mountain. Private Hugh McNeil is noted for standing over the spring and giving thanks to God that there is even this possibility in the world to place one foot on one side and another foot on another side of the fourth largest river in the world. Can you imagine? This is what I think it means to be alive in this moment and in this story. We stand over and beside a great river flowing forth. In the summertime, the children jump and swim into this small spring in which we've gathered around, and they swim with their blue jeans on. And in the fall, as the leaves turn and color the ground, this small spring that ultimately feeds the great river can be hidden. There are seasons in which this spring can be difficult to find. And in late winter, this spring that has sat frozen for some time is the place that the deer go to first, knowing that this spring is one of the early spots to defrost early. This is incredible that we stand in this place and we walk along this journey that connects to one of the great rivers that feeds the land, that feeds the people, and we're invited in to this way. Young woman and got a job at NASA, ended up spending her whole life and her whole career serving faithfully on a few teams. And after an entire lifetime of serving, she decided it was time to retire. And her team so grateful and thankful for all of the work that she had offered, said, "We're going to throw a party. We're going to throw a dinner banquet. We're going to celebrate you and appreciate you for all the incredible work that you have offered." And so at this dinner, at this banquet, at this party, many of engineer, many a scientist stood and thanked her for years and years of mopping the floors and cleaning the bathrooms and keeping that one little part of NASA in reasonable shape. It was a wonderful evening. And with great grace, at the end of the banquet, at the end of the evening, she stood. And she said, "Thank you all for including me. Thank you all for this wonderful evening. I want to let you know that I have not spent my career mopping floors and cleaning bathrooms and keeping this small section of NASA in reasonable order. I have spent my career helping build rocket ships. And to be a part of this journey, to be on this way to Jerusalem, to be on this path with Christ, I believe, assumes that we are connected to a greater work. We are connected to a greater source. Along the way, a ragtag group of men, assuming that when they finally make it to Jerusalem, 10 chapters later, assume that Jesus will likely overthrow the Roman rule that is holding Jerusalem captive, assuming that possibly part of this work ahead of them might in fact include militaristic-like work, they say to their rabbi, they say to their teacher, a reasonable request, they say, "Jesus, increase our faith." Seeing this great thing ahead, they ask the Christ, "Will you increase our faith, increase our influence, increase our part in what you are doing here?" And Jesus says, "What you ask for is great, and all that is necessary is small." All that is necessary is small. I do not have permission to tell this story. We'll give it a go anyways. In this very moment, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, one of our church members is running a marathon. 26.2 miles of pure pleasure. And I can remember training for my first marathon, and I can remember a coach saying to me, "It's not a 26.2 mile race." And I remember thinking, I knew there was something wrong with you psychologically speaking. And then he said something I'll never forget. "It's not a 26.2 mile race. It's a 1 mile race. 26 times. What you ask for and what you seek, what our egos and our excitement can bend towards is something big. But all that God desires from us, in fact, is something quite small. All that God desires from us, in fact, is something quite small. Where are you? What is the next mile? What is the next step in front of you? This is where God has you on the way." Mother Teresa says that we cannot all act greatly, but we can all act with great love. We are on the way. There indeed is great acts in all of history in front of us. Betrayal, the cross, the tomb, and the resurrection. And although these are great, what is required of us is small. Will we receive the invitation to join in that direction? Let's pray together. We give thanks that this is your path, O God. we give thanks that you, Christ, first received the cross. We give thanks that you defeated injustices and you conquered the grave and you offer new hope and new life all around. We see you in the small spring on the side of the mountain. We see you flowing forward, always into more, always into something bigger. Remind us that you are big, that you are mighty to save. And thanks be to God, all you require of us is something small. Let us offer our smallness to you now, O God. It's all that you desire. And it's really all that we can give. And the name that is above and beyond and before all names, the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.